Good morning, members. Good morning, members of the public that are with us today. Chairperson, I wish to confirm the following members that are with us. I have you, Member Kongobele, as the chairperson of this committee. I have Member Abrahams with us. I have Member Stock. I have Member Iris. I have Member Mvana. I have Member Manganye. I have Member Fanda Merve. I have, yeah, that's all the members that were with us for now. I don't know, Fungile, if you have anyone that have missed out.
And Honorable Opperman.
Thank you very much. And Honorable Opperman Chair, we are a quorum in this meeting. We can officially continue with proceedings of today. Thank you very much.
Viva quorum. Viva quorum. Yes.
Apologies.
Can you put the agenda on the screen?
Okay, Chair.
What is this behind the chair?
What are you going to do with it?
Use it to the benefit of us.
Leave my house alone.
And I wanted us to sit down and tell.
Honorable members, there is the agenda.
Meeting.
Only two items, technical presentation and APP, and that's it. We close. And I appeal, we keep it like that.
Mvana, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mvana.
Chair, ndi phakamisa into basihambe nayo ngobunjalo bayo.
Ndatondoma sempuma Koloni. And isake.
A second, Chair Alexander, morning.
Any apologies, Lindwe?
Yes, Chairperson, I have just a few apologies. Firstly, we have our standing apology from Member Ngwenya, who's not well. Another apology is from Member Sukert. She attended a mini plenary, which clashes with the time of this meeting. We have another apology from Member Pinangulu. She has a doctor's appointment shown with us. Another apology is from the minister. She's attending to an urgent family matter. Another one is from the deputy minister. She also has private commitments, and then the place she's at, she won't be able to connect. Thanks very much, Chair.
On the day that we are flying,
can you mute the reporter, Lindwe?
Can you unmute yourself, Chair? I've muted everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Is the department here?
Yes, good morning, Chair. The department is here.
Take the platform, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning, honorable members, Chairperson.
Maybe let me welcome you, Acting DG, with your team. Everyone else, otherwise it's not courteous not to do that. I hope you guys are fine, as you still have escaped the virus so far. Over to you, ADG.
Thank you very much, Chair. We now feel very welcome. Thank you. Thank you. We are going to present two specific aspects. One on the ECD clauses as per request of the committee, and then of course the elements around the technical team. We will be very short, Chair, in doing so. We'll start with the technical team elements. Let me start by rendering an apology, Chair, that they are about two slides or slow, because of developments in the past few days, including yesterday and so on, we're not able to share them through, but we will talk to them. Those specifically relate to work around the task team. So we would like to apologize in advance for those two slides we had not sent through to the committee. I think it's about two or three, if I'm not mistaken. True. It relates specifically to issues around the committee. Fantastic. Okay, so I will flag the presentation and I'll ask Luyanda to lead us in the presentation. Please, if we can get an indication whether you can now see the presentation, I've just flagged it. Okay, there we are.
You are seeing yourself, but you are not seeing anything yet.
Tololo.
There we are. Is that better?
Yeah, I can see something coming now.
Right. Okay, Leander, please go ahead.
Okay, good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members.
And sorry, let me apologize, Chair. I forgot to introduce the team that I'm with here. Advocate Leander, Advocate Dada, Isabella.
Is Leander the surname?
Luyanda is the name. I'm sure she says the surname. Ilendo Tshesha. So, uzaw Tshesha. Thank you very much, Chair.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members and colleagues. As has been indicated, the purpose for the presentation is to brief the committee about the progress made in addressing the early childhood development related clauses of the Children's Amendment Bill, the scope of the work that has been done and timelines within which the bill is expected to be back to Parliament. Next slide, please. You will recall, Honorable Chair, that during the previous engagement with the department, the portfolio committee raised a suggestion that the logical possibility of removing all ECD clauses would be advisable and deal with the bill, with the clauses in the second amendment bill as envisaged. So the department requested to be given time to consult regarding the logical approach suggested by the chairperson and revert to the committee at a later stage, as we hereby do today. In terms of the correspondence that we received from your good office, Honorable Chair, request was to look at the terms of reference for the technical team that has been suggested, and the terms of reference for the proposed technical team relates to the development of the Children's Second Amendment Bill, which will solely focus on ECD clauses. It must be indicated in this regard that initially we focus on the clauses that were rejected or that were contested by SALGA and rejected by Parliament. And ever since the alarm has been raised during the public hearings, we will be focusing now on the entire ECD clauses in the bill. The composition of this technical team, Honorable Chair, is proposed that it be made of the legal representatives from DSD, SALGA, basic education and Parliament. Parliament because this is a second amendment bill which is being split from the original bill that is before your good selves. So it is ideal that under the circumstances that Parliament and parliamentary legal advisors will be greatly involved. It is also advisable that policymakers from the said departments also form part of the technical team, as well as parliamentary legislative drafting team, as this is a second amendment bill. The ECD sector representation should also be part of the technical team, as they are the custodians of this particular request at the end of the day. The scope of work, Honorable Chair, that this technical team will be focusing on will be to develop the second amendment bill, with draft, which draft has already been developed by the Department of Social Development, taking into account that it should only be covering the ECD clauses in the current bill and later factor in the proposed amendments by the ECD sector, Department of Education, and SALGA, where reasonable, practicable. Further than that, Honorable Chair, the consultation, the department has consulted with various parties that are affected in this regard. And the first consultation was with the Department of Basic Education. The Basic Education Department was consulted because eventually it will be the one that will be taking over the processing of the second amendment bill, due to the fact that the there is a transfer that is pending in terms of Section 97 of the Constitution, that is transfer of ECD to DBE. So it is practical, therefore, for the Department of Basic Education to be the ones who will be leading the process moving forward. It must also be taken into account, Honorable Chair, that the Department of Basic Education, when it was consulted, supported the view that all amendments relating to ECD must be in the proposed Second Amendment Bill and be processed as such. This was further confirmed during the public hearings last week by Dr. Kotze of the Department of Basic Education, and also indicated that they were also willing to take over the bill. Consultation was further made with the South African Local Government Association, SALGA in short, on the 10th of May, and shared the draft Second Amendment Bill with a view to solicit comments from them, and also highlighting to them that further engagements regarding the bill will be with the Department of Basic Education, as they are the future custodians of this piece of legislation. And the processing of the bill will also be moving forward as per Section 97 of the Constitution, as the transfer is imminent, taking into account that both ministers have already signed the proclamations, which will then be signed by DPSA minister and the president shortly. So the department has since communicated the latest regarding this matter with SALGA and provided them with the latest draft Second Amendment Bill. Further than that, Honorable Chair, there was also a consultation with ECD representatives. That is the ECD sector representatives. After receipt of numerous letters from the ECD sector being concerned about the rejection of the ECD clauses from the bill, the department took an initiative to meet with the sector to clarify the issues that were not clear around the rejection of the clauses. And the ECD sector also proposed that, as has been the case with the public hearings as well, proposed that all the ECD clauses go to the Second Amendment Bill, and that the Second Amendment Bill be processed as speedily as possible by the relevant committee. We were also asked to look at the timelines for the development of the Second Amendment Bill. We must indicate, Honorable Chair, that the department has already developed a draft Second Amendment Bill and consulted with DBE, as DBE will be taking the process moving forward, consulted with the ECD sector to bring it abreast of the developments, and consulted with SALGA and the ECD sector on, that is with SALGA on Monday, the 10th of May, and the ECD sector. We must also indicate, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, that since DBE has agreed to take over the processing of the Children's Second Amendment Bill, DBE will be better placed to respond to the issues of timelines moving forward from today. That is for the processing of the Second Amendment Bill. It must noted, Honorable Chair, that as a way forward, it is the view of the department that the portfolio committee takes note of the progress made in establishing the technical task team, the composition thereof, the scope of work that has been done, has been presented, and also requests that the Department of Basic Education provide timelines within which the Second Amendment Bill is expected to be back to Parliament. That is all for today, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. I thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes, do you want to say something?
No, I just wanted to say, Chair, we have also, apart from meeting with SALGA, have also been engaging regularly and writing to them as well, including with the basic education. So we are now all on the same track, and I think we are all of the same thinking, which I think is very useful. Thank you very much.
Has the Department of Basic Education given you their timeline?
Not yet, Chair. I will be meeting with the DG in the next, I think, week and a half or so. And it's one of the issues that I'll be raising with them. But I'm sure we can try and get that as sooner rather than later. Yeah, we'll engage with them.
Do you know where? Okay, maybe let me not ask you this one because we still need that joint workshop between two portfolio committees, between two departments and the portfolio committees with regard to attaching significance to the significance of this migration project. Because this migration is not migration for migration.
Yes.
It's migration to ensure that quality service to the children is received in a quality way. So it's important to shorten migration so that the purpose of migration is served as urgent as possible. You are going to meet DPE, and I'm not sure to which extent DPE is following the public hearings to the extent of the urgency of the Second Amendment Bill. Before the members, can you make a comment on that?
Yes, Chair. We know that they have been attending the consultations. So we are pretty confident that we are on the same track, and they also understand the urgency of the matter.
And further than that, Honorable Chair, they also made a presentation regarding the ECD clauses themselves. That is Dr. Kotse of the Department of Basic Education, and have also accepted the fact that they will be inheriting the Second Amendment Bill. But it has also been our plea, Honorable Chair, to your good selves to say it would have much weight if it comes from your office. To give a directive to the Department of Basic Education with regard to the timelines, not us as a department asking timelines from them.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Yeah.
Okay. No, I think I understand that. Honorable members, you remember, when we rejected, although this legal term rejected in Chuchisa, it misrepresents what we're trying to do, because we are not rejecting, but we are just saying they should be attended to in a different process. Now, because we're not going to attend to them here, we call them, we are saying they are rejected. And when you meet people, say that you rejected the clauses. That's so misunderstood, but that's your language anyway. Honorable members, we said as we were rejecting in these clauses so that we can focus. We said we're not going to be comfortable until the department comes back to us. They give us an idea what is the way forward, especially now having listened to stakeholders on the agents of the Second Amendment Bill. Here is what they are tabling before us. Your comments, your clarity seeking question, and your critique, so that we in principle, we are not against being part of the championship of the Second Amendment Bill, because the issue of the children for the social development can never be out of our table from this point of psychosocial aspect and a number of psychosocial elements and related issues. So it can never be out of our table. So the state of the children, the fact that we are leading the Children's Amendment Bill, it means mainly the protection of children. The principal department is this, but from the point of ECD, the principal mandated department is the Department of Basic Education. But from the bigger scheme of things, we've got a huge responsibility to demonstrate our care and our interest in the state of the children across the board. But here is the presentation, Honorable Members. I want to hear your comments. I can only see Honorable Alexander, Honorable Van der Merwe, Honorable Aris, going, Honorable Stock, going, shoot, Honorable Alexander.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you to the department. I'm not too sure if I'm the only person that did not see the presentation on the screen. I mean, it showed that the acting DG was sharing his screen, but the presentation didn't come up. So therefore,
I didn't see it myself.
So therefore, we missed those two slides that were the extra slides. And if I heard the acting DG correct, that extra slide had the composition of the technical team. So I just would like to ask if Linton can just maybe read the list of who's all on that technical team to us, please. And then also, Chairperson, if at some point very soon, we definitely need that date for the joint committee. Thank you. Oh, there we can see it now.
Thank you very much. No, they will come at the end. Let's see the comments of other members first. Honorable,
thank you, Chair. I'll be very brief. I think we were all very interested to hear some time frames today, but of course, it is understandable that the process is now with the Department of Education. So we just, you know, I think we take note of the presentation, but I think all of us really deem this process to be very urgent. I think the ECD sector is in crisis. So like the Honorable Abrams said, we need to have that joint workshop sooner than later. And then furthermore, just to ask your office to then engage with the Department of Education to get us some preliminary timeframes as to how long this process will take. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Aris.
Morning, Chair. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Linton and your team. I'm very grateful specifically for the engagement with the SALGA, you know, because there was a number of challenges that the ECDs in these past days did, all of them, you know, experienced the same challenges, and it is really painful because it's such an important sector, you know. But not only that, Chi, I think really as I can't like the other previous speakers were saying, that we really need that, engagement with DBE, you know, to fast track this process. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Alex. Honorable Masamo? Oh, there was no Honorable Masang. Sorry. How did I? Honorable Dikham?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Let me also join my colleagues in echoing the almost similar sentiments about the issues that is still outstanding or before us as the portfolio committee around the meeting that was supposed to take place between ourselves and the Department of Basic Education. But on the other issues, I think I was covered by Honorable Alexandra and Honorable Van der Merwe around the importance of that meeting between the two departments taking place. I also just wanted to add my voice into that. But I also need to indicate that I did not see the two slides. It was also loading on my side. I think it's the issue that was raised by Honorable Alexandra, but I see now that the acting DG has put them before us, which we are going to actually take note. But I also want to appreciate also Honorable Chairperson, the good work that has been unfolding between the two departments, basic education, around this pertinent issue before the portfolio committee, which is on the ECD migration. Otherwise, Honorable Chairperson, I'm quite happy about the process. And then I actually take note of the work that has been done. I'm very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Stock. Linton, can you take us through the slides?
Okay, Chair, I'm not sure if you can see it now.
Not yet.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure that it's visible now, honorable members.
Something is coming, yes. I can see something on my side.
Okay. So yeah, we will share the slides as well right now with the secretariat. So this is the two slides. Leander, you can talk to it in terms of the composition of the task team and the terms of reference.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Chair. The slide relates to the terms of reference and the composition. That is the two slides the DG was referring to. And we were indicating that the terms of reference for the proposed technical task team relate to the development of the Children's Second Amendment Bill, which will solely focus on the CD clauses. And this team will have to meet on a regular basis in order to ensure the speedy processing of the issues affecting ECD, as has been indicated during the public hearings. And we also said this team, it is proposed that it be made up of legal representatives from the Department of Social Development, from the drafting side, that is SALGA, Basic Education, and Parliament. And we indicated that Parliament, in the sense that we also need the services of the state law advisors within Parliament, since this is a Second Amendment Bill solely processed from Parliament itself. So it is also advisable that policymakers who will be able to articulate the policy positions around this, the issues that were raised by the stakeholders over the past week and up until yesterday. It is advisable that policymakers from the said departments also form part of the technical task team, as indicated the parliamentary drafting team. So the ECD sector, it would also be advised.
Sorry, Leander. Policymakers, you mean the bureaucrats who specialize in policy?
The line function.
Okay,
yes. All right. Okay. Thanks, Honorable Chair. We also indicated, Honorable Chair, that the ECD sector will also be part of the representation in this technical task team. It is important to have them on board because of the principle of participatory democracy, Honorable Chair. Nothing about us without us. So that is how we feel the composition should be. But we still stand to be advised, Honorable Chair, by your good selves in the context of processing the Second Amendment Bill itself as to who else could be in that.
Yeah, I think one of the things we just need to do amongst ourselves, we haven't concluded on it, is just for example, to unpack how, what is regularly. So, you know, in our terms of reference, we just need to be clear, you know, once in a week, to, you know, twice in a week and so on. So those are logistics on our end that we're still working on at the moment. This is a question to answer. Thank you very much.
All right. Let me... somebody wants to say something?
No. It was me, Chair. It was just to appreciate the comments that have been that have come through. I forgot there's another comment I wanted to make. It'll come back.
My understanding, we are closing this matter at that point. That one, the relationship between DBE and ourselves at the technical level should continue. And the portfolio committee will write a letter to both the department and the portfolio committee, but our counterpart there is the portfolio committee on the edges of the bill. That will include also reminding ourselves about the edges of the joint workshop. And I think that's the point. Maybe One other thing we can ask for is that when the technical team gives us the picture in future, some kind of time frames are going to be very useful and encouraging. But however, in the last meeting, honorable members will remember, we have accepted that the developments that are implications of migration make DBE the principally mandated department to take this matter forward. We become a stakeholder of significant importance because broadly the children's situation, we play a key, if not the main role. So letter to go there and even speaking to the chair of the portfolio committee of the DBE is also going to be useful. Can we, honorable members, leave it at that point, that the agency is no longer debated. Whatever interactions we're having, the agency to turn around the state of ECD is not under debate. What's going to count is we must be satisfied by clear processes that demonstrate an intention to take the matter forward. Is that a proper closure, honorable members?
Yes, Chair, it is.
Yes, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much. Linton, thank you very much. Today is Wednesday. Okay, fine. It's okay. Have a good day. Thank you. Greet everybody in the department.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes.
My apologies. Just before you close, if you would allow me, just an important aspect I wanted to.
All right.
Yeah. Just one. You spoke about the status of children and the challenges we have in the country around some elements related to that. I just wanted to flag to the committee, you know, that we will be having Child Protection Week from the 29th of May to the 5th of June. The entire country will be dealing with issues of children. That's just a week for now, intersectorally. But of course, there are a number of things that we do throughout the year. So we commemorate that or look specifically or zoom into these issues just between that week. So I just thought I should make that since we are talking about issues related to children in ECD. Thank you.
Now that ADGs, you have said it, it creates more challenges because so far, taking into account the hearings we've had here, in terms of the department's intervention, assistance to a number of queries and issues raised by the stakeholder on children's matters, the department is not coming across very well. So that Children's Week, whatever name you call it, it will have value if it can demonstrate that knowing the changes that are put forward here, concretely during that week, it will give weight to the week. If you guys can demonstrate that you know the problem situation of the children to the extent it affects the role of the department, and two, that these are the interventions that you are making. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, Chair. That's very, very useful. Absolutely. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We are done. Thank you very much. Lindy, let's go to the last item.
Can the presenter stop sharing, please?
Stop sharing, presenter.
The next item, Chair, is the consideration and the adoption of the committee report on the APP and budget votes of DSD and its entity. Yoli is the drafter of that report. Thank you very much, Chair.
Does Yoli want to take us through? I've gone through the report. I presuppose that members have gone, but maybe Yoli would want to do any highlights. Yoli?
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to members and to my colleagues and everyone else in attendance. Chairperson, can you guide me? Do you want me to go through all the report or should I focus on the deliberations and recommendations that were made?
deliberations and recommendations.
Okay. Chair,
my apologies, Chair. I'm checking whether we may be released.
Released. This is our report now. You submitted, we spoke with you, you answered our questions. We're going to give you our report, what our views are.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you so much. Thank you very much. My assumption is that you are happy with us.
we will request you to leave.
Thank you very much, Chair. Honorable.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Lindy, can I just share the notes, the slides, the pages that I made?
Yeah.
Can I
host? Yeah, we co-host this.
Okay. Can the committee see the pages?
We can.
But they are jumping up and down.
No, sorry, I was just scrolling up, Chair.
Okay.
All righty. I've just taken them straight from the report, and I just did a little bit of editing just before the meeting, because maybe my pages are not really the same as what I sent this morning. Chairperson, I started with the deliberations we had with the Office of the Auditor General and the key issues that were raised by the committee. The first one being that the committee really found the presentation very empowering, and it proposed for another section with the AG that would give more comprehensive engagement on the work of the AG, particularly on the review on the status of records and audits or material irregularities. Just to remind the members that the office really gave some time to explain this new concept of the material irregularities. And it also made an example where it had conducted some reviews. But most importantly, it was mentioned that SASA was not involved or was not assessed with the previous reviews, but it will be now going forward. So the committee will be looking forward to the results of that assessment in terms of the material irregularities. Then on the status on controls, the committee was concerned that the department had a good performance on oversight and monitoring, while other areas like financial health, financial management, procurement, contract management, and others remained unchanged. It was particularly concerned that the two entities, that is SASA and the NDA, the status on control, also either remained unchanged or regressed, even though the department had a good performance on oversight and monitoring. And in that aspect, Chairperson, the committee really deliberated on the interrelation between the status of control and the fact that the department may have a good performance on monitoring, but not on the other focused areas. Okay, this is just a point of emphasis that the committee was seriously concerned that the status controls at SASA were either a matter of concern or they needed intervention. If you look at the color coding from the AG. The other point is the committee wanted to know what measures can the AG advise the department to put in place to make sure that audit findings are quickly addressed and the status and control are improved. The AG explained that the Public Finance Management Act has clear regulations on what accounting officers have to do to prevent irregular expenditure and what actions should be taken. It is therefore the responsibility of the accounting officer to identify the irregularities even before the AG does. Then this is in the form of a question. The committee also wanted to know what could be the causes of poor performance and non-compliance to legislation and regulations, particularly in the areas of supply chain management. Could it be a lack of capacity, lack of training, high staff turnover, or a case of deliberately ignoring the rule? This question was not really addressed adequately from the from the AG's office, unless maybe the members manage to get some input from the AG. Maybe that can be advised. Okay, the other one, Chair, issue of concern was that the department and SASA are struggling to recover debt owed. The last one, in terms of the deliberations with the AG, the committee noted with concern the identified discrepancies in the identity numbers provided by SAPO to the ones that are in SASA payment system. It wanted to know if this meant that ineligible people were paid or more people were added into the system. Then the AG explained that this means that SASA has to ensure that ID numbers from SASA, from SAPO, are verified before payments are made. This was as far as the deliberation the committee had with the Office of the AG Chair. May I pause and see if members have input?
Thank you. There is the report of our deliberations, honorable members. The main intention now is for this report to be adopted and the department producing a plan of action on how to deal with these matters. But before I get there, I want to hear, honorable members, this is for adoption, to be honest with you. I just want to check if members have any comments. Honorable Alexander, Honorable Alexander?
Thank you, Chairperson. There's just two points in the entire report that I don't know if it's going to come in here, but I think that it maybe should. And that was the committee's concern over the fact that the top-up grant for the child support grant concerns over where the budget is for that top-up grant. So if we can come into this report. And then the second one, I think
can you refresh our minds on the top-up grant?
So remember, there needs to the what we're busy with, Chairperson, the comprehensive legal solution. The point that we amended the Social Assistance Act.
That the Social Assistance Amendment Bill is not being supported financially.
Correct, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. That's a second point.
And the second point, also we express concern over the cutting of SASA's budget over the next few years. I mean, this financial year, it's 641 million. And although it says, yes, it's predominantly from wages and employees' compensation, but you know, there is a high vacancy rate at SASA, and how that high vacancy rate affects service delivery is also a concern. Thank you, Chair.
Those are perfect points. Honorable Aris.
Thank you, Chair. I think mine is just the issue on the budget for the social workers, because as we have a shortage of the social workers, and then also I think we did raise the issue of the SASA system that need to be looked at, Chair.
Thank you. Did I see any other hand? No.
Yes, Chair.
Oh, Liz.
I'm sorry, Chair. I also made some points, which I don't know whether you would accept them or not.
Honorable Second. Put your hand.
Mine.
Is that not Honorable Second?
Honorable Second is not in today, Chair.
But who is speaking? Is that Honorable Fanamever?
It's me, Chair, yes.
Oh, no, take the podium, my apologies. I thought it was somebody else. Sorry, proceed.
Sorry, my apologies, Chairperson. I also made a couple of notes, which I'm just going to read, and then Chairperson can decide whether I'm out of order or not. But I thought, looking at the document, there was a discussion around the issues of the non-payment, late payment, or the cuts of subsidies to NPOs and NGOs. So I suggested that the minister must, as a matter of urgency, resolve the non-payment, late payment, or subsidy cuts to NPOs and NGOs who provide vital services on behalf of the state. I also thought the issue of the debt that's not being recovered is quite a big issue. So I thought we must make a point to say,
well, what is that?
The owing monies, the outstanding monies that the department is not recovering, and it's
okay.
So I thought we must say, have a point on that, to say the minister must ensure that all avenues are explored to ensure debt owed to the department and its entities are recovered. And then, as this similar to the previous speakers, I thought we should have a point that the minister should ensure the implementation of the 2018 cabinet resolution on the employment of social workers. That the minister should, as a matter of urgency, ensure that she finalizes a budget allocation with Treasury for the CGE top-up grant. And then with SASSA, I thought that we should make the point that the minister must ensure that SASSA clamps down harshly and effectively on fraud and corruption within the entity, in particular as it pertains to fraudulent activities by its own officials. And that was my last point, because I do feel all of these have got budget implications, Chairperson, if we do not collect debt, if we do not clamp down on fraudulent activities, then, you know, our budget is bleeding. So those were some of my add-ons.
I think most of the issues you have said are not just yours, should be committee concerns. But my proposal would be MPO, because there was no document of evidence. Not that thing on a book and a member is not there. Is it not better to say, can the department investigate that and give us a report on what is it going to do it?
Agreed, Chairperson.
Yes. Thank you very much. Because I'm afraid when we're not discussing any evidence-based document, not that thing is not there, but at least if we say to them, can you investigate that matter and tell us how you're going to handle it and so on. Generally, unless the additions, honorable members, seems to be in order, but I don't know if other members have got any different views. It means, based on those additions, can anyone propose for the adoption of the report and the second?
Not yet, Chair.
Who is that?
Melissa.
Yes, Yoli?
No, Chair. Those deliberations were with the Office of the AG. There's still deliberations between the department and the committee, SASSA and the NDA.
Which deliberations?
If you remember, Chair, we had meetings, two-day meetings. The first meeting was with the AG and DST. So I separated the deliberations the committee had with the AG and with SASSA, DST, and NDA. So I have different sets of deliberations for each engagement.
Am I correct that this report takes care of both of the department and the entities?
You are correct, Chairperson.
Do you have any concern if members want to put all those to be reflected in this report?
No, I don't, Chair. I was actually going to ask if Honorable Fanamero can forward me the document that she has.
No problem. No. Yes. No, it's good that you have clarified that. But at the end of the day, I think the committee wants to have a comprehensive APP budgetary, PAERRR thing so that we address all the key issues that the department is supposed to respond on. So if you don't have a problem with that, then we're covered. We are saying that I'm proposing the adoption of the report subject to those amendments. Honorable members, any proposer?
I will move for the adoption, Chairperson. Honorable Fanamaro.
Yes, any seconder?
I will second Chairperson Alexandra Abrams.
Any contrary view? We are done. Thank you very much. Anything else, Lindwe?
No, Chair. There are no other matters for discussion for today's
meeting.
Thank you.
We don't have to resist going. Getting out of the logging out if time for doing so has arrived. And at that point, thank you, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Keeps.